remember the moment that you realized your parents were not immortal? It seems funny now, but I remember feeling that my parents were invincible, that they were stronger than life itself, and that they would always be there. I never wondered whose dad would beat up whose, because my parents were larger than life. But I remember distinctly the day I realized it was not true. I was almost asleep that night, just after my 10th birthday, when I realized that all of us are finite. My grandfather had just passed on, and in that moment, between sleep and wakefulness, it dawned on me my parents would not live forever either. I still remember crawling out of bed and sneaking into their room just to check and make sure they were all right. I sat and watched as their chest rose up and down with their breathing. My parents were not extraordinary. They didn't write symphonies or bestsellers. They were not famous. They were just normal people, blue-collar and consistent. But to me, they were my world. They were hard-working, honest, caring, and disciplined. Josephine and Rico ran a tight ship, and there was no doubt who was in charge. And they taught me many of the life lessons that I still use today. My dad taught me about loyalty and friendship, while my mom encouraged me to never give up, and about the idea of total sacrificial love. I remember one night when I was having trouble with homework, and exasperated, I threw my book across the room in anger and wanted to quit. My mom patiently picked up the book, took my hand in hers, and whispered something I am sure her mother told her years before, half in English and half in Italian. Strengthen yourself. Anything we do is worth doing well. I still say that to my kids today, and my words will someday be repeated to their children. In those repetitive words, my mother will live on forever. I don't know why, but that thought is so comforting to me. My mother was diagnosed with Parkinson's. I remember the phone call from my sister. "They think it's Parkinson's," she said. And then, "Dad's not handling it very well." I have to admit, it threw me for a loop for a while. I hate that my mom may suffer. I hate the way that the disease can rob you of your movements. And more than anything, I will hate the feeling of hopelessness and helplessness that I will have. I hate that again mortality is slapping me across the face. This wonderful woman, who was always there to help me, will be beyond my ability to help. I know that she's in God's hands now, but I find comfort in that somehow. After all, great thinkers have grappled with the question of pain for ages. So when I feel like screaming, "Why my mom?" or "Why us?" I temper it with the thought, "Why not us? What makes us any more worthy of a life without struggles? Would it be better if this happened to somebody else?" And mostly, I'm reminded of the story of Job, written over 3,000 years ago. A man who had everything life had to offer, but who systematically lost everything, his fortune, his flock, and even his children. Even his wife told him to curse God and die. His beautiful response to her was moving. "Shall I accept good from God and not trouble?" Actually, Job did say his wife was talking like a foolish woman, but my wife may listen to this, so I'm going to leave that part out. Job's response was truth, plain, simple truth. Sometimes in life it rains. Sometimes it rains hard. I think all of us are judged by how we handle it. So someday, when things are rough, I will hold my mother's hands in mine. I will smile at her and I will whisper quietly to her, "Strengthen yourself." I will lean down and pick up what she has dropped and whisper, "Anything worth doing is worth doing well." And I will remind her that life is still worth doing well and that we all will get through this. And most importantly, I will remind her and myself that God is still God and that he tells us in Psalms 27:1 that the Lord is my light and my salvation, in whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. In whom will I be afraid? And though we will both be afraid, we will pray and we will hold on to God's plain and simple truth. And in that moment, we will open an umbrella against the downpour.